Oral comprehension, listening one. You will hear listening one twice. Listen carefully and tick the correct answer. Now, look at the questions for this part. You have 2 minutes. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Ecotourism. Welcome to the Tom Wilkinson Show. Joining me this evening is Miss Mary Walker, an expert on alternative ways of tourism. Miss Walker, welcome to our program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Miss Walker, who are ecotourists?
Well, ecotourists always try to damage the environment as little as possible. We are those who have responsible attitudes at home, by recycling and saving energy, and when we are on holiday too.
But what is ecotourism?
Basically, ecotourism is responsible travel that protects the environment and contributes to local people.
How can you become an eco-traveller?
How? Very simple. Stay in local hotels and eat at local restaurants. Whenever possible, buy products from local people and pay a reasonable price for what you buy. And remember to save water and electricity. Don't take too many showers or use the air conditioning too much. Finally, never leave any litter or start fires in the woods, forest, etc.
Any other recommendation?
Be a traveler, not a tourist. Some cultures have very different traditions from yours. Learn, understand, and respect these traditions. Wear clothing that is appropriate to the local customs, and always ask permission before you take photos.
Thank you very much, Miss Walker, for letting us know more about ecotourism.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me.
Now, listen again. Ecotourism. Welcome to the Tom Wilkinson Show. Joining me this evening is Miss Mary Walker, an expert on alternative ways of tourism. Miss Walker, welcome to our program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Miss Walker, who are ecotourists?
Well, ecotourists always try to damage the environment as little as possible. We are those who have responsible attitudes at home, by recycling and saving energy, and when we are on holiday too.
But what is ecotourism?
Basically, ecotourism is responsible travel that protects the environment and contributes to local people.
How can you become an eco-traveller?
How? Very simple. Stay in local hotels and eat at local restaurants. Whenever possible, buy products from local people and pay a reasonable price for what you buy. And remember to save water and electricity. Don't take too many showers or use the air conditioning too much. Finally, never leave any litter or start fires in the woods, forest, etc.
Any other recommendation?
Be a traveller, not a tourist. Some cultures have very different traditions from yours. Learn, understand, and respect these traditions. Wear clothing that is appropriate to the local customs, and always ask permission before you take photos.
Thank you very much, Miss Walker, for letting us know more about ecotourism.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me.
You have 1 minute to look through the questions and check your answers. Oral comprehension, listening 2. You will hear listening 2 twice. Listen carefully and tick the correct answer. Now, look at the questions for this part. You have 2 minutes. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Usain Bolt.
Even if you are not a sports fanatic, you can still be sure you've heard of him. Usain Bolt is considered to be the fastest man in the world, and his achievements have earned him the nickname Lightning Bolt. He's the first man at the modern Olympic Games to win 9 gold medals in sprinting, and he's been world champion 11 times. Born in Jamaica, Usain spent most of his time playing cricket and football. When he started elementary school, he discovered his talent for running. Even though he was one of the best sprinters in high school, Bolt was not always serious about his training, and his coach was sometimes frustrated by his lack of dedication to his training and because he liked practical jokes too much. He was only 15 when he won the gold medal in the 200 meters at the 2002 World Junior Championships, the youngest ever to win a gold medal. American colleges offered him sports scholarships, but he has always preferred to stay in Jamaica. He was the first person to hold world records in the 100 meters and 200 meters. In the 2009 World Championship in Germany, he ran 100 meters in 9.58 seconds. That's the fastest anybody has ever run. To celebrate it, the mayor of Berlin gave him a piece of the Berlin Wall. His favorite football team is Manchester United. He has said he would like to play football for them after he retires from athletics.
Now, listen again. Usain Bolt.
Even if you are not a sports fanatic, you can still be sure you've heard of him. Usain Bolt is considered to be the fastest man in the world, and his achievements have earned him the nickname Lightning Bolt. He's the first man at the modern Olympic Games to win 9 gold medals in sprinting, and he's been world champion 11 times. Born in Jamaica, Usain spent most of his time playing cricket and football. When he started elementary school, he discovered his talent for running. Even though he was one of the best sprinters in high school, Bolt was not always serious about his training, and his coach was sometimes frustrated by his lack of dedication to his training and because he liked practical jokes too much. He was only 15 when he won the gold medal in the 200 meters at the 2002 World Junior Championships, the youngest ever to win a gold medal. American colleges offered him sports scholarships, but he has always preferred to stay in Jamaica. He was the first person to hold world records in the 100 meters and 200 meters. In the 2009 World Championship in Germany, he ran 100 meters in 9.58 seconds. That's the fastest anybody has ever run. To celebrate it, the mayor of Berlin gave him a piece of the Berlin Wall. His favorite football team is Manchester United. He has said he would like to play football for them after he retires from athletics.
That's the end of the oral test.